Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, you know, the holidays, you're dealing with family, you know, mother-in-laws, whatever. Well, at least you're stocked up. You got delicious things to drink. You know, deal with them. Yeah.
There you go. Let's do some scores, and I got a few stories here for you. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beat Butler 73-52. Caught a little bit of that game. State not looking bad, man. Looking good. Tonight, Saginaw Valley State going to be at Western Michigan, 7 o'clock. Eastern Michigan over at Northern Kentucky, 7 o'clock. NHL tonight, Blackhawks going to be in Seattle. Last night they beat Seattle, the Kraken, 4-2. The game tonight, Red Wings going to be in Vegas playing the Golden Knights, 10 o'clock. Be a good game over there, man. Golden Knights, still a fresh team. I think they're struggling a little bit. And that one year, what was that, their very first year? Didn't they win the championship or got to the championship?
Yeah, I believe their first year they did there. So, yeah, well, they got themselves to a stacked team, and they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're bringing it. So,
which is impressive, being able to get a team to focus through a whole season while being in Vegas the whole time.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, focus.
I wouldn't get
it. It's hard, coach.
Yeah.
There's strip clubs everywhere.
They get strip clubs, and inside the locker room, they got penny slots and everything. It would be tough, man. It'd be tough.
Have you been outside of the locker room, coach?
It's amazing.
There's everywhere. There's people everywhere.
It's Xanadu out there, man. I saw a light pole where someone wrote legit Coke and a phone number on there. How am I supposed to focus with that?
What am I supposed to do, coach?
Just put your head down, son. Make it through the season. Yeah, it's got to be tough being on a team in Vegas. NBA, National Basketball. Last night, Pistons beat the Pacers 97-89. Trail Blazers, man.
Man, Blazers,
they beat the
man.
Bulls 112-107, which is, Trail Blazers must be pretty good.
You know
Bulls
why?
Are supposed to be pretty good this year.
The Bulls didn't have the greatest basketball player of all time, Scottie Pippen, on there. You know, that's why.
That's right. Yeah. The self-proclaimed greatest basketball player of all time, Scottie Pippen.
That would have been a lot. I would have had better stats if Jordan wouldn't been such a ball hog.
Way better than Michael Jordan. Way better. Can't believe, dude, he's claiming this. I still want to watch that documentary, that Pippen documentary.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to make me mad listening to Scottie Pippen talk about how Jordan was not the greatest of all time.
You know? Damn you, Scottie.
Shut up, Scottie. Know your place, trash.
National Football League, NFL tonight, man.
Thursday night football.
Patriots going to be in Atlanta playing the Falcons. 8:20, man. Who do you got?
Falcons. I think the Falcons got it.
Yeah, Patriots, man. Patriots are playing good.
Yeah, but I don't know. Matt Ryan. See, Matt Ryan's tricky because he'll have games where it's like he can't make a pass, and then he'll throw like 8 touchdown passes in a single game, you know?
They're saying Matt Ryan's the new Stafford. He's a great quarterback, just doesn't have the team to back it up.
And again, we have talked about this multiple times here, is that you remember, I can't remember, was it 5 years ago now? I think it was since I've been in Michigan. Anyway, Falcons crushing everybody. Matt Ryan, touchdowns left and right. This is it. This is the team to beat. They get to the Super Bowl. They play Brady and the Patriots. They're up like 42-7.
It was 28-3 is when they started that comeback.
And what? In the third quarter, right? It was 28-3 third quarter.
Mid third quarter.
And Tom Brady's like, all right, let's stop horsing around here. Belichick, I don't know what he drank during halftime, but the Patriots turning on the most epic comeback. And they beat the Falcons. Falcons haven't been able to do anything since then.
Destroyed the franchise.
Destroyed them.
Just deflated the whole city.
And it was almost annoying because the Falcons were beating people like 50-7. Like they were
just
crushing people.
I watched a little thing on that the other day too. And they were like talking a lot about the Falcons sidelines. And they were like, dude, there's nothing we could do. Like the momentum switched so hard. It was like some of the players were getting interviewed or whatnot. They're like, dude, you just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't get out of it.
Dude, Belichick put on a coaching clinic and Brady and his offense. It was astonishing. Well, the defense did their part too, but man, that was just, and ever since then, they just, all the confidence of the world that the Falcons had. Gone.
Craziness, man. Yep. Craziness. So, more pro football. Listen to this. This is crazy. The new United States Football League, the USFL, plans to launch again in spring 2022. There's going to be 8 teams, and each team will be scheduled for 10 games, played both Sunday and Saturdays.
Oh.
We'll see if spring football finally takes off with this new.
You know
so
what?
Is it the XFL with a different name, or is this a new thing?
Might be a rebranding of it. Hey, you know what's a great team name for a offset football league? The Guardians. Not for a franchise that's been around since the 1800s in baseball. Yeah. I bet you have. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right, though, dude. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
So, yeah, craziness. USFL. That's the first time I've heard of this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You want me to save the rest of the stories? Let's do that. Let's say I got a few more for next hour. Some hockey news.
Okay.
More basketball news out there. Some crazy break-ins, some thieves. There's a lot going on.
All right. It's your sports report. I'm just living in it, buddy boy.
There you go. All right. For the next hour, stay tuned.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Box.
Well, hot dog, who doggy? Yee how. It's 722, Brock Hunter. What?
You think weed gives you cotton mouth, dude? Try drinking a cup of coffee. What is in coffee? I need water.
It's a diuretic. So I think it dries you out. It gets you in there. So anyway.
We'll drink coffee too often, man, but
get you amped up, man. Yeah, get you amped up.
Get you amped up and dries your mouth out, that's for sure.
We'll see. This should be a really good sports report. You have a hard time doing sports just on even keel, so let's see what you got here on sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
And that's when I blow it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if maybe you got a little bit of dry mouth from your coffee, you can wash it down and get rid of that with your Bud products. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, shut up, because I think there's a little bit of a delay here. So I'm going to rip through some scores, and I got a couple stories here for you. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beating Butler 73-52. There are some games tonight. Saginaw Valley State going to be at Western, playing Western Michigan 7 o'clock. Eastern Michigan going to be at Northern Kentucky at 7. NHL last night, Blackhawks beating the Kraken. Kraken? 4-2. There are some games tonight. Red Wings going to be over in Vegas playing the Golden Knights 10 o'clock. So you hockey fans out there, there you go. Detroit over there in Vegas. NBA. Last night, Pistons beat the Pacers 97-89. The Blazers, man, the Trail Blazers, bunch of cottonmouth over there. 112 beating the Bulls to 107. Bulls are supposed to be pretty good, so kind of a surprise there. We'll see how Chicago does there. College football last night, Central Michigan beating Ball State 37-17. There's an NFL game tonight, Thursday night football. Patriots going to be in Atlanta playing the Falcons 8:20. Brock, you picked the Falcons, you said?
Falcons for the win.
Falcons for the win. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with New England on this one. New England's been playing pretty good lately, so.
Shut up. You don't know. You're an idiot. You're so dumb.
I don't think you've won one of these bets yet, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Stupid. What a moron.
Anything outside of Green Bay in the NFL, you don't know much of. It's just, you're isolated, man. They're in the cold.
Shut the hell up.
More pro football news. United States Football League, the USFL, plans to launch again in the spring of 2022. Going to be 8 teams in each team scheduled, 10 games. Going to be played both Saturday and Sundays. We'll see if spring football, football finally takes off with this new effort, man. So I'm kind of excited. It means there's more football.
Oh, good for you. Know,
the XFL good. Tried to do it, right?
Glad you're excited. Whoopee.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I don't know. I just was sitting here just waiting.
What are you talking about? You should be excited, too. It's football.
Does this mean we finally got a chance to play semi-pro football? Is that what we're doing? You and I, we're going to try out for the team?
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
You know how destroyed we would do? Blow both calves just signing the paper. Go down like a sack of potatoes, dude.
Sorry, Coach, I can't play.
All right, real quick, man. Basketball news. Listen to this. Actually, you know what? Yeah, let's do this story. How is this for a sign of the times right now, man? Starting on Christmas Day, Staples Center in Los Angeles, you know, that famous stadium over there, home of the Lakers and the Clippers, going to be renamed Crypto.com Arena. Crypto.com paying $700 million for the naming rights for the next 20 years. Believed to be the most, the richest naming rights deal in sports history. Dude, wow. $700 million. You have $700 million laying around, huh?
What if this cryptocurrency doesn't take off?
I mean, dude, it's got to. Now, if you're investing $700 million.
What if the government gets their hands in it and they're like, sorry, we're taking over this and we're not doing cryptocurrency?
We already bought the stadium. What are we supposed to do?
That's what I mean. Like, that seems pretty, for something so new, you're very confident in the future of it, you know?
Here's the thing. Maybe start looking into crypto because maybe they know something we don't because they're investing a lot of money. Dude, I thought the same thing with this new metaverse, you know, Facebook going to the meta, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something we got to invest in, Brock, we can get rich quick. Come on. No?
No. No, I'm not. There's nothing that I can do at this point in time. I missed the boat on the GameStop stock that skyrocketed. Remember when all that happened? So I've just realized that I'm just going to be broke my whole life. So that's it. That's it.
Ramen noodles for the rest of our lives.
Here we go. But the spicy shrimp ones. The spicy shrimp ones. So at least I'm living in the lap of luxury right there.
Mm-hmm. One last story here real quick. All right. We got a little bit of time here. Los Angeles Clipper, big man, big man. Ivica, that's his name, Ivica Zubac. He's the victim of a home break-in last weekend. Listen to this, man. The 7-foot center from Croatia returned to his L.A. home just in time to see two thieves climbing down from a ladder from the second floor window, and they just ran away. Police responded, searched the house to make sure nobody else was in there. Crooks still at large. He got away. House was ransacked, and some expensive jewelry was stolen, including a $20,000 Rolex.
That's what you get for having That's what you get for having a $20,000 Rolex.
Why is that $20,000? That's a bold statement, Rolex. What is in that? Well, I mean, maybe a lot of diamonds, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know, dude.
You and I are just poor peasants, so I guess we don't understand why having a $20,000 watch is good.
Still have my calculator watch, you know.
Yeah, it's right.
But dude, could you imagine these thieves? What if that guy was there? So you break into this house and then a 7-foot dude comes out of his bedroom. Ah! Jesus.
Yeah.
It'd be terrifying.
Well, you'd be right in line with his penis, so I mean that'd be scary too. Because like me, a 7-foot guy comes out, like that's right where I'm at. That's what I'm looking
Punch
at.
Punch and run.
Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. Knock me out. That trebuchet he's got between his legs. Good God.
Jesus. So there you go, man. There's really not much going on.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.